Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, How to Harvest. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
He said, Brother Hagin then said, what do I do? What do I do? And he said, the Lord told him, don't pray about money anymore. And I know that shocked him. He said, that is the way you've been praying. Claim whatever you need. Somebody say, claim whatever you need.
Claim.
Now, are we still talking about harvesting?
Yes.
Claim whatever you need. Say it out loud, claim,
claim
whatever you need.
Whatever you need.
Say it again, claim,
claim
whatever you need.
Whatever you need.
I know people make fun of us for saying things like this, and they say, ah, you really believe the Lord said that? Absolutely. It sounds just like what He said in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Yes,
go to Mark 11. See if it sounds like Him. Mark 11, 24. Mark 11, 24, what does it say? Jesus said, red letters. How many respect red letters? You respect what Jesus said. Jesus said, I say to you, what things soever you desire. Well, He desires money for His kids to be clothed and fed properly and catch up their bills and money to go and have meetings and do what He needs to do. And whatever you desire, when you pray, do what?
Believe.
Do what?
Believe.
Believe what? Believe that you receive them and you shall have them. This same word, numerous places in the same King James New Testament, receive, same word is translated T-A-K-E, take. Same word, numerous places in the same King James New Testament. Believe that you take them. How am I going to take them? You believe you take them. And when do you believe you take them?
When you pray.
Now, when you pray. And then what happens after that? You shall have them. But can you see, millions of Christians are not doing that. They're just begging the Lord and waiting to see what's going to happen. And then when it doesn't happen, they go, well, it must not have been His will. They didn't believe they received anything. They're not doing what He said. And that's what Brother Hagin was learning here. He said, claim whatever you need. He had talked to him about Satan as the god of this world, and so he has influence. And he is trying to hold back. He's the one holding, withholding. He's trying to hold it back, keep it back. He said, you say, Satan, take your hands off my money. He said, because it's Satan who's keeping it from coming to you, not me. Do you believe the Lord said that?
Oh, yes.
Yes. You say, I claim whatever it is you need and name whatever it is you want or you need. Claim what you need or want. Say, Satan, take your hands off my finances. Have you been doing that?
Yes, I have.
If you haven't, you need to start.
Amen.
If you did it a long time ago, but you forgot, time you get stirred up on it.
Amen.
Right? And realize, don't just live in a lull and just keep waiting and just keep waiting and just keep waiting. Waiting on what? Are we really waiting on the Lord? Are we waiting on Him to reap it for us? Are we waiting on Him to decide He's tired of withholding it from us? And go ahead and let us have it? No. It's the devil, the thief, the killer, the destroyer that's at work trying to withhold from us. And because our money that we need and our stuff is in this world and Him being the God of this world, He has influence in this world. And He can do things to hinder. But for those standing and believing, He cannot stop it. He can do things that hinder. And if he can get you discouraged and get you worn out and get you despairing and get you to quit, well, then it's not going to happen. Or if he can just lull you into deception that God's, you're waiting on him and that he's withholding for reasons you don't understand, and you just have to wait and wait and wait. And so you say, wonder how much longer I have to wait? And the devil will say, oh, it'll be a while. It's going to be a while. But wonder why I need to wait. Oh, it's a mystery. And you may never know in this lifetime. Yeah, but I need to pay my bills. Well, it's your cross to bear. Millions believe this. And he said, the Lord told him, I am not the one withholding food and clothes from your little kids. He said, it's the devil. And then he told him something he needed to do. Oh, the error of waiting on God when he told you what to do.
Amen.
That's how days and months turn into years and nothing happens. He said, you say, Satan, take your hands off my money, because it's Satan who's keeping it from coming to you, not me. And you say, I claim whatever it is you need. And then you say, go, ministering spirits, and cause the money to come. He said he was in shock. He thought, huh? He'd never heard anything like that. Do what? Tell the ministering spirits, talking about angels, go, ministering spirits, and cause it to come in. Well, he went on to describe how the Lord had to talk to him about this, because this was new to him. He said, I never heard anything like that, Lord. On another occasion, an experience he had with the Lord, he said, Lord, I've read the New Testament through 150 times, and if there's anything in there like that, I don't know it. He said, the Lord smiled sweetly and said, son, there's a lot in there you don't know. How many think that's the truth right there? It's a lot in there you hadn't seen. And the amazing thing is, you may have read it, like he said, hundreds of times, scores of times, and it's just right there and you didn't see it. Not because it's so hard to figure out, it's because the enemy is trying to blind you.
Amen.
Trying to keep you from getting it. So he said, say, go, ministering spirits, and cause the money to come in. And he said, Lord, the Lord quoted to him then Hebrews. Put it up on the screen for us. Hebrews 1:14. Hebrews 1:14. Talking about angels. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? He said, he told the Lord, he said, Lord, I thought that said minister to them. He said, no. And he said, the Lord gave him the example of a waiter, a wait person coming to your table, and you tell them what you want, and then they go get it and bring it to you. And they're ministering to you and ministering for you. And he went on to describe to him, to explain, he said, Satan himself is not doing all the work of the devil. There are demons and evil spirits. And he said, these demons and evil spirits are trying to influence people in the earth to try to tempt them, to get them to lie, to get them to steal, to get them to commit adultery, to get them to commit murder, all kind of things. And they're working to try to influence people. Not necessarily Satan himself, but these demons and evil spirits. And he said, in the same manner, angels influence. You believe that?
Yes.
It's in the scriptures. Angels influence. And he said, these angels, just like a demon to try to influence somebody to lie or steal, kill, do something evil, these ministering spirits will influence people. They may not see anything or hear anything, but a thought will just come to them and a feeling will just come over them and they think, you know, I need to do that. And it's an influence for good.
Amen.
It's a godly influence. And in this regard, Brother Hagin's needing money for his family and for his ministry and his meetings. And so he said he was in this little place, very small congregation. I think he said their average crowd was 40. And he said the last time he was there, he got $57 a week. And that was only after the pastor took a long time with the offering and pled and said, who will give five? Who will give 10? And just took a long time pulling. Oh, please, you know, Brother Hagin needs it. And da, 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 da. And he went on. $57 for the week. And he said, now this time he's back. He needed a minimum of $150 a week just to not go in the hole anymore. And he said he knew. He dare not say anything to the pastor about it. Because he'd say, if he'd have told the pastor, he said $100, the pastor said, man, it'd take God to do that. And then if he said if $150, he said, the pastor said, oh, I don't think Jesus himself would get that at this meeting. This is back 1950 in a small place out rural. And he told the pastor, don't say a word. Just say, this is Brother Hagin's offering, and just pass the plate. And he said, well, Brother Hagin, if I don't go through his pulling and who'll give 5 and 10. He said, if I don't do that, you won't get a quarter. He said, well, if all I get's a quarter, you won't hear a word out of me. I'll just take my quarter and go. He said, just say, this is Brother Hagin's offering, pass the plate. Because he said he wanted to prove it out, what the Lord had told him. And he went out there by himself, and he stood up, and he said, Satan, you take your hands off of my money. I claim $150 a week. Hallelujah. Now, why didn't he claim $10,000? See, this is not just what you can say. It's what you can believe. And after hearing from the Lord, his faith has come. Faith comes by hearing. His faith has come up where even though he got $57 after much pleading last time, he believes God could do this. And so he said, I claim $150 every week while I'm here. And go, ministering spirits, and cause it to come in. And he said, the Lord told him, he said, after you do this, count it done. Don't pray about it again. And if you think about it, if it crosses your mind, just say, thank you, Lord, for meeting my needs. Well, that's faith, isn't it? And so he said, end of the week came, $150 had come in. Yeah. He said, the pastor shook his head and said, I've never seen anything like it in my life. If somebody had told me, I'd hardly believed it. Well, it wasn't his faith, no, was it? And he said he learned how then, you know, everywhere he went. He said the next place he went, he found out he actually needed a little more. But he didn't tell them what he needed. And he just claimed it like he said, you know, Satan, take your hands off my money. I claim whatever it was, $200 a week. And go ministering spirits caused it to come in. And he said, before the week was over, he had that money every week. Plus, he had a new set of tires for his car. Plus, he had some other things. And it wasn't from begging. It wasn't from pleading. God did it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, How to Harvest, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith and fear to God. Faith to God who gives me